And a very good morning to you. News Talk 1110 KBND. Thanks for starting your day with the morning news. It's about 6:05 this morning. Today's news is brought to you by Smallage Motors, home of Central Oregon's largest new and pre-owned inventory. Find your new car, truck, or SUV at smallagemotors.com. Now, from the largest radio news staff east of the Cascades, here's Dave Jarvis with live local news on News Talk 1110 KBND.
Thank you, Frank. Good morning. Several of the busiest intersections in Bend will soon get upgrades. A $30 million general obligation bond that voters approved last May will finance the projects. Many of the improvements will include new traffic circles.
Roundabouts can sometimes be controversial. Are you hearing from citizens that they didn't want more roundabouts? Or?
When we went out, we did hear at 15th and Reed Market that there was some discussion about, well, maybe you just keep the traffic signal there. And we'll look at both. We'll look at a traffic signal and we'll look at a roundabout. But, you know, primarily what I heard is that people like the idea of roundabouts at the other locations, and that's how we said that that's what we would do in the bond.
Transportation engineering manager Nick Arnes was yesterday's guest on 1110 KBND's Your Town. The construction work could also create an estimated 1,100 local jobs. Several downtown Bend streets will be closed today as a crane moves into place. Northwest Oregon Avenue is closed between Bond and Wall from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. That's starting an hour from now. Detour will be in place. One lane of Wall Street will then be closed from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. this afternoon. The sidewalk and the parking in the area will also be closed down. The crane will be used to place awnings on a building as part of an ongoing remodel. Bend Park and Rec Office hosts an open house to discuss the Miller's Landing Park. The district is in the process of developing the park's master plan and is seeking public input. The open house is set for January 31st at 5:30 in the district office. This will be the third such meeting. Sloppy roads and high winds in Central Oregon yesterday made for some difficult travel conditions. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Lieutenant Kevin Disney with the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office says it's important for drivers to be aware.
So it's just important to be cognizant of the fact that the wind is blowing a little bit to plan for what might happen in terms of stuff coming across the roadway, but also just in your own driving habits.
On Wednesday, high winds hammered parts of the Oregon coast, knocking out power. Wind gusts of more than 100 miles an hour were reported. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
The author of Too Big to Fail says the financial collapse of 2008 could have been much worse. A group working at the New York Fed had projected unemployment at more than 24% if taxpayers had not bailed out AIG. Author and New York Times reporter Andrew Sorkin spoke at yesterday's economic forecast breakfast.
The people in the room contemporaneously at the time truly believe that's what the other side of the cliff looked like. And Hank Paulson and others have come out and confirmed that number publicly since then. So I think we were pretty close to it. As a reporter writing about this at the time contemporaneously, I wish I understood how bad it was. I mean, I think we all knew it was bad because we were reading it was bad, but when I sort of got into it and spent a year really trying to get behind the scenes and really look at the documentation, I think it was so much worse, so much worse.
The national unemployment rate peaked at 10.1% in October of 2009. The Obama administration denies a permit to the builder that wants to build an oil pipeline from Canada to Texas. U.S. Representative Greg Walden of Oregon says it's a mistake for the president to say no to the Keystone Oil Sands Pipeline.
These are real jobs in real communities. Could have helped move America's economy forward. So it's a great disappointment that the president and his administration have figured out a way to stop it, and that's unfortunate. And we're not going to give up trying to move forward on the XL pipeline.
The Obama administration is allowing the builder to reapply for a permit if it alters the route to sidestep Nebraska's sand hills. Officials say a building on the campus of Oregon State University in Corvallis was evacuated yesterday after a report of a suspicious package. The evacuation of the Kerr administration building was lifted after Oregon State Police explosives officers x-rayed the package and found it to be harmless. Authorities say that package contained computer equipment. For these stories and more, check us out online anytime at kbnd.com, and we'll get you instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up at 6:35 this morning. In that one, the Bend City Council says no to letting voters elect the mayor, but that may not be the final word. We'll have details. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.